His expression shifted instantly to chagrin. Are you very angry with me? That depends. I felt and sounded like I'd had the breath knocked out of me. He waited. On, he urged. What you heard, I wailed. Instantly, silently, he was at my side, taking my hands carefully in his. Don't be upset, he pleaded. He dropped his face to the level of my eyes, holding my gaze. I was embarrassed. I tried to look away. You miss your mother, he whispered. You worry about her. And when it rains, the sound makes you restless. You used to talk about home a lot, but it's less often now. Once you said, it's too green. He laughed softly, hoping I could see, not to offend me further. Anything else? I demanded. He knew what I was getting at. You did say my name, he admitted. I sighed in defeat. A lot? How much do you mean by a lot, exactly? Oh, no. I hung my head. He pulled me against his chest, softly, naturally. Don't be self-conscious, he whispered in my ear. If I could dream at all, it would be about you. And I'm not ashamed of it.